Some of the highlights of this year's festival include the Scottish premiere of Rachel McLean's It's What's Inside That Counts, and that connects to our Venice Biennale project where we're presenting Rachel McLean. So Rachel has exhibited at Home in Manchester with a major solo show and recently at Tate Britain, and to have her presence at the festival is a real honour. And she'll be talking about the work It's What's Inside That Counts, which was exhibited at Home. But she'll also be discussing the evolution of her work and the themes of her new Venice commission. We've got other things that connect to Venice, in particular a tribute to the late John Berger, who's a Booker Prize-winning author. And he made a film in 1989 called Play Me Something, and this features Tilda Swinton and Margaret Bennett. And he narrates a kind of Venetian romance between a farm worker and a young Bohemian woman. So it's got these kind of political undertones through it, but really beautiful shots of Venice. So that's a really special thing, and we have Tim Neat present for a Q&A for that. We're also showing the world's first ever surrealist experimental opera musical, which is a UK premiere of Carolyn Brigilla's The Tower. And in this, we have a group of kind of socially minded community activists gathered around a table, and they decide that the solution to all the kind of community regeneration problems is to build an enormous tower of sugar. So as a musical, people break out into kind of contemporary opera in several stages in it, and really it's a meditation on how you kind of the utopian dreams of regenerating communities often end up into going towards a kind of more dystopian reality. So there's some of the feature highlights. Also, we have an amazing event on the Monday, which is after most of the main screenings finish, which is the British artist Andrew Cotting. Now, he makes really interesting work, usually based around walks. So they're kind of essay films, but also kind of psychogeography, if you like. And so what he's doing is he's leading a walk, which is an eight-mile procession of artists and miscreants towards the Hermitage Castle, which is one of the border's most kind of brutalist derelict castles. And at the end of that walk, he'll be screening a film called Edith Walks in Hermitage Hall, which is his latest film, which is about King Harold and his Handfast wife Edith Swanneck. So I think that's going to be a really interesting event, and people are encouraged to bring cameras on that walk, and to will be filming at the Hermitage Castle for 1 hour during the walk. So I think that's going to be a really fascinating event, and it really takes people outside of the auditorium in a filmic sense and integrates kind of walking into filmmaking and film watching. So I think that's a really exciting event. And we're also showing the European premiere of Incident Reports by the Canadian filmmaker Mike Hulboom, who's just received one of the major national awards in Canada for his lifetime of work. And it's a joyous film which really celebrates humanity, and that will be our closing film on the Sunday night.